Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our last guest, Susan J. Demas, can inflame passions on both sides of the aisle. One of the things that I enjoy talking to her about is I have heard her rip Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Really doesn't matter. She'll take her shots at everyone. Want to bring in our next guest, Gene Rigglesworth, Ingham County Sheriff. Hello, Gene. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you today?
Tough week for you, and I imagine for a lot of law enforcement officials.
Well, it is, but I think it's even tougher for the citizens that are going to miss out on what they need to protect them.
What happened here, Gene? Was this just a year where people were going to vote no to a lot of things? I see the Potter Park zoo millage pass, but it seemed like a lot of these township measures went down. I think Vive Township was one. Williamstown Township was the only one I know that passed a tax increase.
That's right, and I think some of that was a taxpayer pushback, as you mentioned, but I think some of it was anger with the commissioners over the way the whole thing was handled, a combination of those things.
All right, let's talk about the ramifications. You are uniquely qualified to describe what Tuesday is going to mean in terms of law enforcement, particularly traffic patrols.
Well, what it means is I'll be reduced to 9 people that are funded for patrol, what we would typically call patrol activities.
And how many should you have, or would you consider to be fully funded?
Well, we have 17 right now, and we're barely getting by. You know, okay. We'll probably double that, 34, right. 35, something like that.
So you're going to be at about 25%.
Right.
All right, and how will that impact what we see on the roads? Obviously, if you have one-fourth of the officers, you're going to have one-fourth of the control. But in terms of what that might mean to the average driver?
What it means is it takes, in terms of a schedule, it takes 6 officers to schedule 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 6 officers per shift. So we've got 9, so you've got about 1.5 people per shift in theory. Now, obviously, some shifts will have 2 because you can't split a person. But what that means is if you have to factor in our statutory obligation of guarding prisoners in the hospital and prisoner transports, there will be many days there will be nobody on the road. On the days that we do have people on the road, we're going to have to prioritize calls by their urgency. So you may come home from work and maybe find your house being needed, and we'll tell you, or the 911 dispatcher will tell you, well, there are no cars available, it'll be 2 hours, or it'll be a day, something like that before
it'll
we get
It'll be a day?
There. Well, I'm just telling you, there are shifts now, Jack. We have nobody on the road because they're all in the hospital guarding somebody. So you get there when you get there. They can come into the office and make a report. Now, obviously, the more serious cases, let's say you come home and somebody's got a gun stuck in your face or something like that, and we get a call about that, you'll have to change your priorities. But that's kind of how it's going to look.
Gene, do you think most voters understood that going in, or are they suddenly saying, wait a minute, what did I vote for?
Well, I don't know. We went to many informational meetings in the townships. I think all of them had one, and one, Williamstown, had 2. And they seemed to grasp it. I think they understood what was going on, and some people were offended by that, and some people didn't care. So it was kind of all over the map there, but I think most people understood it.
A lot of these millages and special assessments, and we're talking about 13 townships where they were on the ballots, would have allowed the townships to contract directly with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, correct?
Yes.
And what would that have cost each homeowner on the average? I've heard a couple $100.
Well, the assessment was $125 per home and $250 per business.
Okay.
I think there were 2 townships that opted for a millage, so it varied depending on the value property, but most of them opted for the assessment, and the reason for that was the farmers who own several hundred or several thousand acres didn't feel it was fair that they had to pay millage on farm ground that isn't going to get stolen or anything like that. So they wanted to have to pay what a homeowner would pay in a city, that kind of a thing. So that's why they opted for that.
How long would you say it's going to be before your phone starts ringing with people complaining that they're not getting service?
Well, it'll happen fairly soon after the first of the year, I'm sure of that. Our deputies are going to have to be very patient with these upset people, but it's going to take a while to educate them to what's going on.
I want to ask you a semi-related question, and that has to do with the texting while driving. I know a lot of people who have been had to change some habits, yours truly included. And I think a lot of people are just starting to get the message, not that they shouldn't have a long time ago. Do you think that this is catching on now, and what impact is that going to have?
Oh, I still see a lot of it. It's difficult sometimes to tell if they're texting or punching in a phone number, but we're hoping that this law at least will serve as a beacon, kind of like a stop sign. I mean, clearly people still run stop signs, but hopefully it'll serve as a beacon for them to pay attention to what they're doing.
And you want drivers to pull off the road into a parking lot? I see some of them who are, when they're stopped at a traffic light, are texting.
Yes, and that stopping at a traffic light doesn't exempt you from the law.
Right.
They need to get off the road.
All right. Gene Rigglesworth, Ingham County Sheriff, our guest on Ebling and Eugene. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Good to talk to you, Jack.
All right.